Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Noel Carmack with Gallery East on the campus of Utah State University Eastern. And we have a new exhibit coming up starting January 9th, and it'll run through the 31st of January. It's called Erratics. So we're going to bring Noel in, and we're going to talk about what you're going to see. And some of the I've seen some of these things. They're beautiful, beautiful works. And we're going to talk about those and get into it with Noel as well. Noel, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dave.
So let's start talking about Erratics. And what is this? And let's talk about the basis of it all.
Well, Erratics is a traveling exhibit of prints, some fine art prints that were created by artists from the Utah Saltgrass Artist Group. And that's based out of Salt Lake.
Okay. And I'm looking here. I'm just reading through the press release you guys sent out. It's a print shop, actually.
That's right.
And they all work out of there.
That's right. Saltgrass is kind of a cooperative where the artists pay a fee, and they are able to use the equipment, the printing equipment that is part of the studio. So it makes for good cooperative effort there.
Good way to get things done, I would say, for sure. Yeah. And so let's talk about what people are going to see when they go and look at these. So we've already kind of maybe made the point that they're all prints.
Right.
If they're all working out of the print shop. So let's talk about the different prints that people are going to see.
All right. So there are all different different kinds of print processes. There's lithography, there's screen printing, there's etching. And we're going to see pretty much all kinds of print processes in this exhibit. You'll see etching. You'll see examples of lithography, probably other forms of printmaking. There's the whole plethora of examples that you'll see in this exhibit. And most of them deal with the landscape in some way.
And that's kind of what I looked at. And it looks like most of these landscapes are pretty local.
Yes.
With the colors that they're using and everything.
The colors, the topics are deal with the Southwest Utah landscape.
So these are beautiful, beautiful prints. How many of them basically are there? How big of an exhibit is it?
I believe there's 26 in the exhibit, and they're all the same size, and they've been framed nicely. And there's just artists from all over the state represented in this group of prints.
So this one, like I said, is going on starting January 9th. It'll run through the end of the month. Are you going to have like an artist welcome or anything like that like you normally do for this one? Or
cause I had someone,
I'm looking at the list. There's a lot.
There's a lot. I had a colleague ask me that the other day, and I don't have anything planned, and we don't have a reception planned for this exhibit. But my department chair, in fact, Kathy Pusey, has a print in the exhibit, a woodcut. If we happen to have her come down, then we'll plan for an exhibit for that. But as of now, we don't.
And then we've got this one going on in Gallery East, and then there is another, and it sounds like it's a big one, a big exhibit that's coming in. This is in conjunction with the Smithsonian, is that correct?
That's right. Michael Ann Nelson, she teaches English on campus. She has brought this traveling exhibit sponsored by the Smithsonian. And it's Crossroads, and I don't remember the subtitle to that, but it has to do with small towns in America. And along with that exhibit, we'll have a couple of other side exhibits, if you will, that are related to this Crossroads exhibit. And it's going to be a major thing to see. I think the public is absolutely welcome to come in and take a look at that. But we have associated with the Crossroads exhibit is an exhibit of paintings by our own Terry Willis, who just got reelected to city council. Her paintings will be represented there. The title of her exhibit will be Sacred Spaces in a Changing Landscape.
And she does beautiful work as well.
She does, yes.
She does really, really good work.
And her work will be in that space in the old bookstore area of the Jennifer Levitt Student Center.
So as you enter, I think it's if you enter off of, is that 4th East?
Third East.
As you enter the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on Third East, right there at street level, as you go up, it's going to be that big, big opening area there on the, is it the left-hand side as you walk in?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Kind of give people an idea. Right. So you're going to have that as part of it. And then the museum, I believe, is going to have something tied in with this as well. So it's, like I said, it's a big exhibit that's going
to
go on.
That's right. And I'll let Tim Riley talk to you about that when he comes in, but there will be an exhibit associated with that as well. And the dates for this, I think, are January 20th through March 3rd.
Okay, so we've got that to look forward as well. Once again, this one, Erratics, going on at Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. It'll run from January 9th through January 31st. Noel, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.